In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Bobby Turner, age 78, of Campbellsville, died Saturday in Louisville. He is survived by one daughter and son-in-law, Pam and Daryl Miller of Campbellsville, one granddaughter, three great-grandsons. Funeral services for Bobby Turner will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to Gideon Bibles or the Spurlington United Methodist Church. Mr. Howard Curry, age 90, of Campbellsville, formerly of Summersville, died Sunday at Taylor Regional Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Alita McDaniel Hadley Curry, one daughter and son-in-law, Flora and James Van Arsdale of Greensburg, one son of Louisville, four stepchildren and their spouses, Ronnie and Janice Hadley, Marilyn and Scott Martin, Joan Hadley, all of Campbellsville, Gary and Sue Hadley of Niffley, two grandchildren, six step-grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, four step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Howard Curry will be Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Etna Grove Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4:30 this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mr. Eugene Wright, age 77, of Campbellsville, died Saturday in Somerset. He is survived by his wife, Ruth Wright, five daughters and one son, all of Mississippi, 19 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, one brother and one sister of Mississippi. Funeral services for Eugene Wright will be Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Elkhorn Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. Edgar Clements, Jr., age 55, of Reflection Way, Campbellsville, died Saturday at his residence after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Mary Clements, his children and their spouses, including locally by Eddie and Janella Clements of Campbellsville, Stephanie and Todd Elmore of Campbellsville, six grandchildren, four brothers and five sisters of Florence and Cincinnati. Funeral services for Edgar Clements, Jr. will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lionwood Funeral Home with burial in the St. Bernard Cemetery at Clementsville. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Tuesday at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.